and head coach Armando Torres with the boys and Paul Felton with the girls program. And Coach Torres, second year,
yep,
right, after taking over for Coach Burnett. We all know what big shoes you have to fill taking over for him. How is year two for you going to be a little easier than year one? What did you learn last year that's going to help you out this year?
I think the most important thing is I learned a little bit more about the wrestlers that I have, right? So you gain some knowledge on some of those guys that came back and are wrestling, and luckily I still got that Coach Burnett guy still on the staff to help me out, you know. So he gives me some pointers here and there, and I think just learning and getting comfortable in the position and learning all those little things behind the scenes that need to run and work so we can continue to have success, you know, that I think that would be the probably the biggest thing that I'm more comfortable with now this year.
And Armando, you had some kids that had a great amount of success over the summer. You bring back some really, really tough kids, Connor Holm, Blake Cancel, Seamus Fogarty, Cameron Wimberly. Talk to us about what you bring back to that Pioneer roster.
Yeah, so I guess to start, you know, we have three really good seniors this year, Connor Holm, Isaac Green, and Ryan Scott. Those guys are great guys to lead this program and lead these young guys that we're bringing in. We have a good group of ninth graders coming in, and we're going to have good young guys coming in to follow, and they're great stepping stones, great foundation for that. Isaac Green and Ryan Scott and Connor Holm, you know, they put in a great summer. They did everything that we asked of them. They were at all the Burnett camps. They were living there. So they did a great job, and I expect big things from them. As far as some of those younger guys that you mentioned, like Kamarion Wimberly, definitely put him on your radar. I think that kid's going to do some big things this year. He put in a great, great, great summer this year. Last year he started at about 235 pounds. This year we're probably going to see him at 175.
Wow.
So he's put in tremendous, tremendous amount of work, did a great job this year, getting some mat time, getting some practice time in the summer. So he'll surprise. And Blake Cancel's talented, very, very talented kid. And, you know, we're working to build his confidence, and I think that after the success he had last year, I think he's going to follow it up pretty well.
Tell us about some names that maybe we don't recognize that have looked good in the practice room that you think are going to make an impact for the Pioneers this year.
Yeah, so back to those young dudes, right? We got a couple really good freshmen that I think, you know, will come out and do some good stuff. 106, you know, we have Bennett Wachter. He's going to do good things, I think. He's coming back from being a junior high state placer last year as an eighth grader. Lives in the wrestling room. Just does the right thing. Great kid. Good grades. Everything that you want out of a wrestler. Let's see. Seamus Fogarty. Awesome. He's coming back. He's a junior. He was about a match away last year from making the state tournament. He's coming back. Going to debut at 113. And, you know, he's put in a good summer, too, and a lot of work. And then we have Blake Bernath and Nate Sears, who are a couple other freshmen that keep your eye on.
You've mentioned freshmen a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple questions with that.
Yep.
How hard is the transition to go from junior high wrestling to varsity wrestling as a freshman? Second part is, how important is it for your older kids, even though this is an individual sport, older kids to help them out to kind of show them the way?
Yeah, well, that's all culture. It's all culture, and I think that's the thing that we're stressing this year and that we're trying to rebuild is that culture of doing the right things in the room, doing the right things outside of the room, doing the right things in the classroom. And that's where your older guys come into play to lead, because they have to lead by examples to show those young guys, you know, how to do the right things, do what they need to do to have success. And as far as that transition, those guys that I mentioned, those freshmen, those young guys, they wrestled a lot this summer, and they've already, you know, got their toes dipped into that high school field, felt what that's going to be like. And I think getting them started wrestling high schoolers and wrestling some of those national tournaments that some of these guys went to really helps them transition, because they've seen it already by the time they step on that mat in December.
I'm going to circle back to the OACs a little later. I'm going to tap into Paul a little bit. Paul, long time around the Elyria program. I see the smile. I see the pictures on Facebook. It looks to be about 8 or 9 girls on the squad. First time Elyria official squad. You know, Riley has been the poster child for girls wrestling here in Northeast Ohio. Tell me how excited you are, and talk to me a little bit about the Pioneer girls wrestling squad this year.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. You know, like you said, Riley paved the way for a lot of the Elyria girls. You know, we had her as on our team for 3 years. She was the only girl. And then we had 6 or 7 girls last year. So we grew a lot, you know, and it was good for Riley to have a team around her, you know, instead of being just the only girl on the team. This year I think doubled our numbers. You know, we're sitting around 13 or 14, and they're sticking around. You know, they're showing up every day to practice. They're willing to learn, and they're excited about the program too. So it makes it even more exciting for me as well.
So do you get to build a dual meet schedule and a tournament schedule for the girls?
Yeah, so right now we have a lot of tournaments, but we do have 2 duels. I think Berea Mid Park, we're dueling against them, and Avon Lake as well.
Outstanding. I'm going to circle back to you a little bit, Armando. Talk to us a little bit about, because OAC, the youth wrestling tournament in Ohio, and they even had a freshman state tournament last year, is just exploded. And tell us how that gets kids ready to walk into your varsity wrestling room. Oh, how prepared they are.
Yeah, I mean, OACs is the best of the best when it comes to those little guys. That's the state tournament that we shoot for with our youth kids and our younger kids, because it prepares you so well. Anytime you're wrestling, it doesn't matter what age, what division, anytime you're wrestling the best in the state, that's going to prepare you to wrestle the best in the state later on, you know, and that's what you're doing at the OACs. You're wrestling those kids who have been wrestling, have that experience. Technically are really sound. I mean, I started going back to the OAC junior high and grade school tournament about 2-3 years ago, you know, coming out of college, and I was watching some of these guys, and I'm like, wow, that's technique that in college I was learning, you know, and they're already nailing it down at that age in junior high and elementary school. So you're not going to get much better competition at those ages than an OAC state tournament or some of those other national tournaments.
You know, Armando, that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Your schedule, the Elyria schedule, obviously, it was go anywhere. You probably, out of the 10 best high school tournaments in the country, you guys were wrestling in 6 of them. You still have that brutal schedule? Are you putting your own spin on the schedule at all, or are you just kind of riding the wave right now?
Yeah, so for the most part, our schedule hasn't changed too much. This year, we're a little bit more better suited for duels than we were last year. You know, last year we were struggling to fill a full lineup. We got better numbers this year, so we should be able to fill up a full lineup, and we have a little bit more depth to play with. So I added in a dual meet. It's called Shamrock Duels down in Barnesville. Barnesville, you guys know, is like the number one Division III state or school in the state right now. So there's going to be some quality teams down there. We're doing that instead of the Carnahan tournament in Indiana, which was a tough one-day tournament. So we're going to switch to get some of these kids some guaranteed matches and guaranteed mat time. So that's going to look different. But other than that, you know, we're going to a lot of the same things. I think we added another quad in Olentangy, Berlin. But, yeah, Ironman, Brocksville, Maumee Bay Classic. You know, we try to get these guys competing and tested as much as they can going into March, because that's all we can use to really as a measuring stick until then.
So, Coach Felton, I wanted to ask you, what is it like coaching girls as opposed to coaching the boys? What are some of the differences, maybe the obvious ones, maybe the not so obvious?
You know, it is a little different, you know, obviously just because they're girls, but they pay attention real well, just like, you know, a lot of the boys do too. There's not really too much that's different. Maybe just because a lot of them are still brand new, don't know the sport at all, where, you know, some of the boys have wrestled at least in junior high or in youth. So we're kind of starting from the basics, you know, the stance and the motion and just learning all of the basics right now.
Is motivational different? How do you motivate a girl as opposed to a boy? Is that maybe part of that?
I would say, yeah, maybe a little bit. But these girls, you know, they get nervous because they've never been on a mat before. You know, they don't really know what they're expecting out there. You know, it's a new sport for most girls, you know, so it is something different. So until they really get out there and get on the mat, they do have a lot of nerves. But, you know, once they get out there and they start going at it, you know, I think they kind of, you know, zone all that out.
For either one of you, I was just kind of curious. We know what it's been like in the other sports for Elyria High. It's been real positive getting into the Southwest Conference from where you were, from the travel, from the competitiveness and all that. From a wrestling standpoint, what is it like to be in the SWC. Is that, has that been a positive since you come over from the Greater Cleveland Conference? Or does conferences not matter as much in wrestling because you do so many invitationals than it is an individual sport?
Yeah, no, I think conference is a little bit different because it builds rivalries around us. You know, rivalries with Amherst and Avon Lake and Avon and Olmsted Falls. And the kids get really excited for those matches. And most of those matches are our home duels as well. So they get fired up for those and they want to compete. And so I think by that aspect, it's a great thing. And the SWC Conference has some good teams. I mean, Avon Lake's good. Avon's good. Amherst is good. Olmsted Falls is good. You know, there's some teams that you really got to wrestle and send out your best lineups and compete against. So it makes for a lot of fun. It makes for a good environment. As far as the GCC, I think, Coach Paul, you can probably answer that one a bit better than parents.
Yeah, I kind of agree, especially for, like, the girls. You know, we have Avon Lake and Berea Mid-Park that both have a pretty good-sized girls team, so that helps our girls out. You know, now I think we fill almost 10 spots in the lineup, so, you know, we have a pretty decent-sized dual team, so it should be pretty interesting this year.
That's what I was going to get to with you, Paul. With I know Berea designated a girls coach, Avon Lake has added this. That probably the SWC is growing more quickly on the girls' side than some other leagues. Is there some hope there that maybe in a year or two you can get a girls' SWC tournament? Maybe it starts a little bit smaller, goes in. Have any of those discussions taken place?
I think they have. I think they talked about it a little bit this year, but I think we were kind of like on that verge of, you know, maybe there's just not enough teams yet. But as fast as this sport's growing, I could see next year maybe having a tournament for the girls too.
Outstanding.
Well, guys, anything else, Coach?
No, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
All right, great to have you with us, and want to wish you and the Pioneers the best of luck. Coach Torres, great to have you. Coach Felton,
thanks for having us.
And it's our pleasure. Thank you for joining us.